This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Michelle Tafoya coming up after the top of the hour on 97.1 FM Talk. Then my friend Gary Stromberg, who has a new podcast out about the Rumble in the Jungle back in 1974. And on the topic, I guess, of fighting, I don't know if I want to call it boxing or just fighting, Frank Cusimano is with us this afternoon. We were talking about this a little earlier. Are you going to check this thing out with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul or not?
Oh, no, there's no question. I definitely will. Yeah, I'm excited about it. He's 58 years old. He looks like he's like 35. You know, he hasn't been any good since 1991, but I just got a feeling that there's some thunder in those fists still.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess, tonight live on Netflix. Outside of that, what do you want to start with here this afternoon? Dealer's choice, Frank.
Well, I guess we should begin with Mizzou, and this is a daunting task. I mean, South Carolina has won their last three games by an average of 22 points. And they got an unbelievable defensive line. Mizzou's going to have a backup offensive center. We don't know about Brady Cook. I mean, I got a call earlier today. Hey, he may play. I don't know. No one knows until tomorrow afternoon. But this is you look just the opponents that they played. They each played. And they lost to Alabama by 2. Mizzou lost to Alabama by 100. We lost to Texas A&M by 100. They beat Texas A&M. They pounded Vandy. We barely beat Vandy. But, you know, I'll tell you what, Coach Drink has had great success against South Carolina. And not only at Mizzou, but at Appalachian State. He brought his little Appy State team into South Carolina and won the game. They hate him so much. They want this game so bad because he kind of rubs it in a little bit. So I'm very intrigued to watch that.
I am too. You know, I don't think Brady is going to play, but I made a mistake. You know, when we were talking about this on Monday, I had not looked close enough at South Carolina and their resume. And yeah, now I'm a lot more nervous and it's unlikely they're going to get a win. But let's face it, this is the only thing to keep the CFP hopes alive is a win tomorrow and really winning out.
Oh, they have to win out and they also have to get some help. Like, you know, some of those teams like 8 through 12 that are ahead of Missouri, that they lose some games. So we'll see what happens. Drinks had success against South Carolina. That's all we can bank on.
Well, we've seen, look, you know, I don't want to rule it out completely because we've seen games that have been a lot closer than they should be throughout this college football season. What about the Blues this weekend, Frank?
Well,
reaction. Everyone's reaction.
A little frustrated.
Yeah. I don't want to look ahead. I want to look at what we've seen. The last four games, they're a four-game losing streak, and they've just totally caved in the third period. Again last night against, you know, a Buffalo team where you finally get Brendan Saad scoring a goal, scoring a couple goals, and they've managed to blow it in the third. To sum it up, to make it really easy to understand, is their talent was slightly above average to begin the season. They've lost their best player, Robert Thomas. They've lost one of their better defensemen, Philip Broberg. Now their talent is slightly below average. Oh. And Jordan Binnington is not standing on his head. I hope they can, you know, change the direction, but it just doesn't look good right now.
Let's talk a little NFL. That was an interesting game last night. And for those of us who had fantasy implications, Sue's always asking me about my fantasy team, so I want to make sure that people know about this. And Ethan has Saquon Barkley. Thank God that there was a little action at the end of that game. But the Eagles, they look very strong right now, especially their defense. Jaden Daniels, not a whole lot of luck at all last night.
Yeah, boy, the fantasy implications are amazing. I played against Barkley, and he had 33 points. I was just cussing at the television. And Jaden Daniels, who I had, got that meaningless touchdown. That's how stupid fantasy is. The game is over, and I'm really excited because he throws this meaningless touchdown. But anyway.
But I was, too, because I had Saquon and Jaden. I needed those points.
Oh, yeah, you would love it. Yes, absolutely. Philadelphia was 2-2. They've won 6 in a row. And I think it's there's no question the best team in the NFC is the Lions. The second best team may be the Eagles.
Yeah, I think so.
And, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we got a big NFL game this weekend, by the way, is Kansas City and Buffalo. And if you look at Josh Allen's stats head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes in those meetings, they're slightly better. The bottom line, as Josh Allen pointed out this week, is they beat us in the playoffs. And Josh tried to say this is another game. No, this is a huge game for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. Look, if the Chiefs get by this game, you know, they really have a shot at perfection if they don't rest the players in the final week or two.
And that is a 3:25 game against the Bills on Sunday afternoon. Frank, what do you got coming up on Sunday night?
We're going to visit with Brady Cook, hopefully after a tremendous victory, and he plays and throws three touchdowns.
Okay.
I like that plan a lot. By the way, my friend Chuck, who I'm playing in fantasy football, just sent me a really kind message that said, suck it, after my performance with Jaden Lewis. I take that in the kindest way possible. Frank, enjoy the weekend. Let's get a Mizzou victory tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. I have my, if you're watching the games last weekend, I got sucked in by the sidelines because I have my Mizzou Veterans Day hoodie on today, which is like camo and it's got the American flag.
That's why I can't see you.
I know that people in your party wouldn't wear it because it's got an American flag and some of us love our country. But it is pretty nice in person, looking in person, isn't it?
It's a great sweatshirt.
And despite it being a very thick hoodie, it still feels very cold in here this afternoon, unfortunately.
Yes, it does.
All right, well, Jane, what do you got going on?
Just hopefully chilling. And I mean, I think the fight's going to be on, so I don't know. Maybe I'll watch some Elvis or some Alex Cross.
Would you like me to text you from the deer stand tomorrow morning when I'm out there right around 5:45?
Oh, sure. I mean, I'll probably be up.
Well, you probably will be because I don't think you ever sleep. And we've mentioned, Paul Hall mentioned about 8 new shows. You'll have 7 of them done by probably tomorrow night.
Where are you with Aaron Hernandez?
Oh, okay. I think we're on episode 6 now. We watched the Norbert Leo Butz shows up as Belichick in episode 4. Yeah. Very little. He's just at the end of the episode. I watched episode 5, so we're only through episode 5. But I think it's pretty good. Here's the deal, though. I talked about this yesterday. I'm locked out of Netflix right now. Most of the social media and the streaming accounts we have are through my email and my name. Becky had the Netflix account, and we just can't get back in. It's weird.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm about ready to cancel it. Well, not banned, but we just can't figure it out.
I hate that.
Did either of your sons know the password at one point and try to get in, do you think?
I don't know because I don't think it's that, but it's bizarre because all you have to do is go through the process. Hey, you know, new password, but it's not sending the email confirmation
because it can't.
Right. I blame my wife. I think it's something that she's not doing right. She's out of town right now because she already headed up to Howard County for deer camp. So I'm just going to put it on her. But it's frustrating because I keep saying, should we just cancel it and then I set up an account?
Yes.
Do you have a price lock or it doesn't matter?
I don't know. I don't know that. But it's frustrating because I can't watch things right now. Jane, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy the Elvis special. Absolutely. We'll talk next Friday, the 22nd.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.